quality time. Some pearls and parables for you here at the beginning of the day. The indispensable man. Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego's in bloom, sometime when you take it for granted that you're the best qualified in the room, sometime when you feel that your going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in up to the wrist. Pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is the measure of how you'll be missed. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir up the water galore, but stop, and you'll find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The moral in this quaint example is do the best that you can, appreciate yourself, but remember, there is no indispensable man.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee, I'm a fountain of sin, I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior.
The Sacred Scriptures, and we're using the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. Here's a little background. The news of the angel was too much for Zechariah. He could hardly believe that he would be given a son. And Zechariah said to the angel, "By what sign am I to be assured of this? I am an old man now, and my wife is far advanced in age." The angel answered, "My name is Gabriel, and my place is in God's presence. I have been sent to speak with thee and to bring thee this good news. Behold, thou shalt be dumb, and have no power of speech until the day when this is accomplished, and that because thou hast not believed my promise, which shall be in due time fulfilled." Sign, and he was given a sign. But because he didn't believe, his mouth was closed. You know, it's a serious thing not to believe God.